He said, "All right, Daniil, I'm not altogether a fool." "I have never thought you were, partner Elijah." "Then tell me what made you say there was no murder weapon found at the site of the crime. There was nothing in the evidence so far, nothing in anything I've heard that would lead us to that conclusion."
"You are correct. I have additional information not yet available to you."
"I was sure of that. What kind?"
"Agent Gruer said he would send a copy of the report of their own investigation. I have that copy. It arrived this morning."
"Why haven't you shown it to me?"
"I felt that it would perhaps be more fruitful for you to conduct your investigation, at least in the initial stages, according to your own ideas, without being prejudiced by the conclusions of other people, who, self-admittedly, have reached no satisfactory conclusion. It was because I myself felt my logical processes might be influenced by those conclusions that I contributed nothing to the discussion."
Logical processes. Unbidden, there leaped into Bailey's mind the fragment of a conversation he had once had with a roboticist. "A robot," the man had said, "is logical, but not reasonable." He said, "You entered the discussion at the end."
"So I did, partner Elijah. But only because by that time, I had independent evidence bearing out Agent Gruer's suspicions."
"What kind of independent evidence?"
"That which could be deduced from Mrs. Delmar's own behavior."
"Let's be specific, Daniil."
"Consider that if the lady were guilty and were attempting to prove herself innocent, it would be useful to her to have the detective in the case believe her innocent."
"Well?"
"If she could warp his judgment by playing upon a weakness of his, she might do so, might she not?"
"Strictly hypothetical."
"Not at all," was the calm reply. "You will have noticed, I think, that she concentrated her attention entirely on you."
"Well, I was doing the talking," said Bailey.
"Her attention was on you from the start, even before she could guess that you would be doing the talking. In fact, one might have thought she would, logically, have expected that I, as an Auroran, would take the lead in the investigation. Yet she concentrated on you."
"And what do you deduce from this?"
"That it was upon you, partner Elijah, that she pinned her hopes. You were the Earthman."
"What of that?"
"She had studied Earth." "She implied that more than once. She knew what I was talking about when I asked her to blank out the outer daylight at the very start of the interview. She did not act surprised or uncomprehending, as she would most certainly have done had she not had actual knowledge of conditions on Earth